o'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, back together again here on the afternoon stretch, coming live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. If you want to jump in, the Cure Hotline wide open, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you. Bruno Reagan, thank you for holding down the fort yesterday. You and Ray.
Yes, sir. Down the fort. It's the only time I'm really ever want to take this job seriously is when I'm doing it alone. So,
well, first off, I don't understand that.
I don't know.
And I hate you.
Well,
second off, how dare you?
Yeah, I think it all stems from, well, you know me. Things stem really deep that we don't really know how it gets to yet. But I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing out of spite or for fun. Just like, Zach's gone. I'm going to actually try now.
Yeah, it's time to have a good show. Let's have a good show. Let's talk about things I don't ever like to talk about. Let's talk about some baseball.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm told that you even got Mike and Melrose involved in the conversation because you were talking so much baseball. Like, you were just out here talking. I mean, I leave for one day. I'm gone for one day, and all of a sudden, you're just Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. What can I say? I gave myself a nickname yesterday about baseball, but I can't remember. So Bruno Baseball, maybe? I don't know. We'll see.
That's a terrible nickname.
What about?
It's a stupid sounding nickname.
Well, this is troubleshooting and brainstorming, so you can't just be so hard on me. Jeez, man.
Hashtag Zach's back. I'm glad to be back, though. Ray Dosky, how are you doing today, buddy?
I am well, sir.
Yeah, Jeff. What was the? Do you remember the nickname that he gave himself? Yes or no?
All we know is that we just gave a nickname to the Dolphins wide receivers. That's all. I do remember that.
Legion of Zoom.
Legion of Zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all stole that from the Royals in 2015.
No way.
Yeah, huh? Terrence Gore.
You can't call anybody from baseball the Legion of Zoom.
They were the Legion of Zoom. That was their nickname. And then they would do this. They would do this on the base pass. God. When they'd steal a base and they go.
Revoke that World Series now.
Legion of Zoom. Yeah, that's what they were. That's what. It was the Roy. It was who was the? There was a who was the? Billy Butler. That's who it was. There was a guy who should not be on the Legion of Zoom who was slow, but he stole the base one time, and they were like he did a little dance or whatever that Gerard Dyson and Terrence Gore would do, and then they were called the Legion of Zoom.
They don't match up to what, like, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, like, are to the Dolphins, though.
Terrence Gore is fast, man.
Yeah.
He's fast.
He's like an Enrique Bradfield kind of player?
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's just, like, really fast. Yeah. It felt like two steps and he was on second base already. You know, like, that kind of speed. But anyway. Yeah, so that's fun. Y'all were setting up nicknames and stuff yesterday?
Yeah.
Seems like it went really well.
We were having a great time.
I didn't get any written letters or anything. I didn't get any kind of, you know, people turning against us or anything like that.
What are you, our parent?
I mean, somewhat, I would say.
No.
I would say definitely as the mind behind the machine here.
I think you give yourself too much credit.
Yeah. I think I don't give myself enough credit. That's actually the problem.
I suffer you would so say hard
that.
For you.
I would say that. Made everyone in this room. And well, that is not even embellishing that much.
No, not really. I mean, you offered me opportunity, but...
Made.
Well, you know, what... Oh, sorry. I quit being a pro athlete to come do this.
Exactly.
Your silly little show.
You didn't really quit, because then you left in the middle of it for like 4 months to go play USFL football. Down there at Legion Field. Hear that field's great.
Great one. Yes, it is. It's awesome. Legion Field's great.
It's a good field, huh?
It's even better when it's 20 degrees. And it's even better that it's in Birmingham, Alabama, one of the United States' best cities. What a great field, environment, culture. I love everything about UAB. It's a big-time school. All that was sarcasm. I wish that city would fall to the center of
the What did I miss? What did y'all get over? I know over the weekend, because I haven't had to talk about the weekend or anything. We talked about the Titans, they played on Thursday, obviously. But
talked about Tatis, and we talked about every single NFL team, basically. It feels like we talked about every single NFL team, how they're matching up after week one.
Of the preseason.
What's it looking like? Like Carolina, their quarterback situation, it's still a competition. We were talking about, you know, the Steelers, how they all three quarterbacks performed really well, but it looks like it's going to be Mitch Trubisky's team to lose. There's some interesting storylines. Geno Smith got the start for the Seahawks, if you even want to talk Seahawks football, but Drew Locke has consistently looked better, according to sources.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that one. Well, hey, let's talk about some Titans news that happened today.
Big time.
I got once again, I gotta go on.
First rounds of cuts in the NFL. So there's a lot of news going around.
I'm an honorable man.
So you say.
I'm an honorable man. When I'm wrong, look, I remember back when Ryan Tannehill took over Marcus Mariota, jumped on these very airwaves and was like, season over. I was like, this is not going to work out. Show me when Ryan Tannehill has been good for any team. You couldn't back then. And then I'm pretty sure Ryan Tannehill listened that day and was like, I'm about to show this fat guy what is up. I mean, and he just, all the way to the AFC Championship, and here we are now. So I had to come on the air and say, you know what? I was wrong. I was dead wrong. I'm not afraid. There's a lot of people in this business that will fence it, or they'll never really make a real argument. They'll never make a real thought and try to go for it. And then if it's wrong, if they do that and they're wrong, they'll never admit it. You'll never hear. They'll never talk about the conversation again.
Yeah, you got that trait from me. Honor. Accountability. You got those things from me.
No, because you weren't even around at that time. So this was on me. So I've been in this boat before. I tweeted out, and I think I said on the show too, Josh Malone is going to make this team. I thought for sure the local product, station camp, then to the Vols, Tennessee Titans, baby, he's going to figure it out here. I thought he looked good at some of the training camps. At least when I saw him throwing the ball, he was catching it, which I think is a big part for the wide receivers.
Harsh reality of the NFL. You're thinking, oh, this guy's doing good. They're all doing good because they're all NFL level players. Sometimes doing good isn't enough. A player can do everything right too. Sometimes they can go above it. They get surprised. The coaches can be like, wow, this guy really surprised us. you were competing to make the second round. You were competing for the honor of playing in game 2 and 3
right.
of the preseason. That's all you're competing for.
And Josh Malone has been cut. He has been cut from the Tennessee Titans. I'm assuming, I mean, where do you go for this now? If you're like you were saying, we talked about this a little bit before the show started. You get cut in the first round of cuts.
If you really want to try and pursue the dream, you go to the USFL and the XFL, baby. Yeah. Everyone says it's a laughing thing. It's still pro ball, and it's a chance to prove yourself. And, you know, how good do you think you are? How good do you buy your own stuff? Or do you want to keep playing football? There's a million different varieties of variations of things you have to think about. You know, I would always recommend give USFL and XFL a shot. Give it 1 year if you really think you're good enough to play in the NFL, and you'll be surprised. But that's a tough thing to ask because you go from training the entire offseason for the NFL for your camp. You get to camp. You compete in the hardest parts of camp. You get cut, and now you're going to go into what's 100% you're going to go into. They're going to have training camps for the XFL and the USFL in December and October. So, and then you're going to do the season after training camp in March. So the season's in the summer, the spring, and then you're going to go right back into the NFL. You're going to play football nonstop. Those NFL guys are going to get a break, the vets. If you're a Josh Malone type, you're not getting a break. You're fighting for your career and your job every single day of the year, and you're playing, and you're going to go out there in the spring, you're going to go out there in the summer, you're going to play football. How bad do you want it? That's the life you got to live. Sometimes when I was in that position and I felt oh so sorry for myself, like I always tried to keep a grounded mind. Like if this is the worst thing that happens to me in my life, it's been a pretty good life so far. So if I was talking to Josh, that's the only advice I'd really give to him as someone who has been relentlessly businessed out of the NFL.
That's a good way to put it out there, businessed out of the NFL.
They always tell you. I mean, everyone tells you, the NFL is relentless. It's a business. They don't owe you anything. It's a privilege. All that. Don't be expect the absolute worst. And even expecting the absolute worst, I couldn't have expected what happened to me in my situation. You literally couldn't write it up. Murphy's Law.
For Josh Malone specifically, a guy who's been in the NFL now, he's been doing it, just kind of bouncing around, never really got a foothold anywhere. I mean, do you think a guy mentality-wise, because your situation, you were there, but you were never there.
For the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you were on, I mean, I don't know if there is simply anybody who's came closer to that situation to just not get it. So then you went on and you proved yourself the XFL. You proved yourself at the USFL. But, you know, for Malone, he's been high-level name recognition, all this different stuff for so long. Do you think he would actually consider the spring leagues?
If your own pride gets in the way of it, Yeah. That's no, there are people. It, there yeah. are people. When the XFL first happened, I remember there was a pass rusher in the NFL. I can't remember what team or his name played for. I will never forget it. The XFL came about, and he was really good. I think he had 8 sacks, but he was still a borderline player. The starter got hurt, and he ended up getting 8 sacks that season. And he became a free agent the next year after that 8-sack season. And he didn't get signed coming into the season, so he was just still a free agent. He had that weird thing. I wish I could figure out who the player was. Long story short, people were asking him on Twitter, like, would you go play for the XFL? He's like, no, I got 8 sacks in the NFL. I'm never playing for the XFL. Post that on Twitter. Dude never played football again.
Yeah.
Dude, 8 sacks in the NFL 1 year, goes into a free agency, never plays football again. It can happen just like that. So if your pride gets in the way, which I see, I saw it happen with this guy, and God for now, I will remember this, and I will track that guy's name down. I will bring it back to the show because it's a common case of my biggest pet peeve: turning down opportunity. You can't scoff at anything. You're not bigger than anything,
yeah.
And reality will check you real quick. 100%. Everyone. That's the times we live in, though. Everyone wants to be the big star. Everyone wants to be the famous. Everyone wants to be the big dog. Everyone wants to be the.
It looks so easy from the outside, you know. Oh, what I mean? Yeah,
you know. So hey, and a lot of people respect the spring league grinds. They really do. Like how easily a Taylor Heineke can win a locker room. You know, obviously when he was asked to step up and be the man, it was tough, and yeah. You know, he lost some of that traction. But when you go out and you prove yourself, people will get behind you and your story really easily. So you can look at it as a bad thing going to play in the spring leagues, or you can look at it as actually an opportunity to build your own story.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But out of these round of cuts, Josh Malone, obviously one of the veterans. Jordan Wilkins, another one, who was cut running back, that I think even last year when that name got signed to the Tennessee Titans, it just kind of felt like, okay, that could be a good premier second piece to Derrick Henry. Now, obviously, where we are with Hilliard and what we've seen with Foreman, now obviously with the Panthers, that running back piece is still very important, the backup running back for Derrick Henry. Across those cuts as well, as 5 total, Deontay Burton, Haskell Garrett, and Carson Green. So a defensive back, D-line, O-line, wide receiver, and a running back all cut today for the Tennessee Titans. When you look at that and see the Josh Malone, Jordan Wilkins, right? Wilkins, we'll put that aside for a second. Josh Malone, a wide receiver who's been around for a while. There's one thing the Tennessee Titans have been just hounded about, obviously, this offseason, was, of course, the A.J. Brown trade. What's going on with Treylon Burks? What's going on with Robert Woods' ACL? What's going on? All these questions. It almost felt like they couldn't turn away a wide receiver. But to me, when I look at this, I say, hey, this team has depth. This team has a lot of depth. And I said that at training camp. Watching these guys, and I was talking, you know, other people out there, it felt like this team did not have a wide receiver problem. But I think it's really easy to say to put on the board, who's the Titans' one? Who's the Titans' best wide receiver? What's going on with the Titans' wide receiver? What are they going to do on this play? What are they going to do with this unit? What are they going to do here? It's really easy to put that on paper. But seeing Josh Malone getting cut, who, once again, I know there's some people who thought he was having a bad camp. He was catching the balls thrown to him. That's what you need at the end of the day. Catch the balls. You're a wide receiver. And I thought was he the best-looking wide receiver out there? No. He wasn't the best-looking wide receiver, but he was a veteran guy who had been around, and we're talking about younger guys who are not available or who are available right now for the Titans that we have not seen a whole lot from. But the Titans feel like this is – they must think they don't have a wide receiver depth problem.
And to pivot to a thought I had, yeah, I mean, they don't have a depth problem, but you did mention, you know, that people have questions on who's going to be the one, who's going to be the two, yada, yada. These type of situations, that's for every AFC team in the South. Someone's going to step up. Someone has to catch the balls. There's going to be a new one developed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whether it's Robert Woods, a la Treylon Burks, a la...
And I'm not saying Malone's I'm not saying he's a one, by the way. I don't want to get that messed up.
Hey, a one doesn't get cut.
No,
straight up.
I just wanted to say that it's weird when we look at guys like Mason Kinsey, Phillips, we look at just a lot of Des Fitzpatrick, Racy McMath, a lot of these guys, they don't have the experience that we see out of someone like Malone, and them cutting a veteran. I'm not saying Malone was just this coming of age and I can't believe it. Oh my God, no Josh Malone. I just think it speaks a lot of volumes.
This guy's good enough to make the team.
I would think he for sure would have been good enough to have a jersey on Sundays, yes.
Yeah.
You know, just because, once again, where the wide receivers sit, but clearly the Titans must feel that like who they have.
There's
still more cuts coming, obviously.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into being a edge roster guy, though. You know, you were saying he was catching the ball. That's great. But if you're the third, fourth, or fifth receiver, guess what you got to be doing? Special teams. You better be running down that field. You better be blocking punt returns. You got to do everything at a high level. And no one watches those periods. You want to know why? Because I don't watch those periods. And if I'm not watching them, no one else is watching them, because I know how special teams are what makes or breaks players, especially at the bottom of the roster. So I'm not saying he was bad at special teams, but a guy like Trent Sherfield, you want to know why he's in the league so long? Why he's now a new member of the Legion of Zoom? Because that guy's a monster special teams player. Brings 100% effort. And I wouldn't, it would be, so if it's between him and Josh Malone, and Josh Malone is this much better of a receiver than Trent receiver-wise, but Trent offers this much to a team in terms of, we can stick this guy in on punt. We can stick him in on return. We can stick him in on a block on the edge. We can do all these different things with him, because you only get 50, 40-something players now on the active roster. When it comes to game time, you got to have people that you can plug in. So mm-hmm. That's what it's like being an edge guy. You got to be a jack of all trades in that sort of sense.
Would he even be considered an edge guy? I mean, getting cut on the first round of cuts?
No. Yeah. But you're competing to be an edge guy.
Yeah.
He might be an edge guy somewhere else. He can still get picked up by someone. Granted, if you're cutting the first round of cuts, you know, someone has to really like you to pick you up.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I mean, no matter what, it's the NFL. It's a hard business. Any professional sport league, it's tough to get into, obviously, but... I was surprised that he didn't make it through this first wave of cuts. I was surprised that happened. And the Jordan Wilkins thing too. Another name that I'm surprised. I didn't see much of him at camp. I didn't see much that I just thought, once again, kind of a veteran that you would think is going to go in there. And you have guys like Chestnut, who had showed up against the Baltimore game, and a lot of people love seeing him run and his style of running. And it's a crowded room, and kind of shows more about what this Titans team is all about. You know, it's not just what you've done. It's what you're doing currently. That's why I think it takes into a lot for Vrabel and Robinson. It's just, we want guys who are producing now, you know, and we want guys who are going to work in our system. You're not going to come in and just, you know, be your own player and all. You're going to come in and you're going to go into what the fundamentals of what Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans have on that field. And if it doesn't work out, here's your walking papers.
Yeah, well, you don't get papers. You actually you turn in your papers to them.
Oh no! They're like, give me your playbook right now.
No, that's exactly how it goes down. This is what it's like getting cut. Hey, Bruno, this is me. This is so and so from player to personnel or ops. Bring your playbook. Coach wants to talk to you. You get the, that's how long the call is. You hear that? It's go. Whoop. Bye, guys. Let me go clean up my locker real quick. That's how it goes.
And Vrabel, you know, he probably makes it a really long, drawn-out firing, too. No.
I guarantee Mike Vrabel goes, hey, this is what you need to work on, or this is what we like, this is your trick. The best thing a coach can do is be honest with. That's all I ever wanted from a coach, was just to be honest with me. Tell me, hey, man, it's going to be a struggle for you to make an NFL team. I can see why people don't like you. I would have appreciated that a million times more than someone sitting down and trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Just be honest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that from Moneyball. When he was talking about firing, Billy Beane was talking to Jonah Hill's character, who didn't exist in real life, but he was like, you know, try to fire me, and he was firing, and he was doing a terrible job at it. And he was like, how do you want to get killed? You want 20 shots in the body, or do you want just one in the head?
Head.
Right across there. All right, we need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, we want to hear from you. The Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Trying to clear up this crash. People are still looking at it on 24 westbound over here at Harding Place. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic is going eastbound as you head out through Antioch. But it's backing up pretty good over here because of this wreck on 24 westbound. Again, between Bell Road and Harding Place, or should I say Haywood Lane and Harding Place, still running very slow westbound because of this crash. Hey, with a huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School can train you, help you get a job as a dental assistant. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. They're open there 24-7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kicking cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done, safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. This afternoon is going to be mostly sunny, high 86. Mainly clear tonight, low 62. Saturday, sunny, high 88. Sunny Sunday, high 92. Partly sunny, a stray thunderstorm Monday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call in now to the Afternoon Stretch, 615-844-5600, and be the most talented person on the show.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. I got to give Bruno his credit, Ray.
You sure about that?
I got to do it.
All right.
Because, once again, man of honor, right? Not maid of honor. I'm the man of honor. Way too close, by the way.
Very close. Let's
figure out a different.
Very close.
Let's find another title for me.
I'm glad. I am an honorable guy. My word is what I say.
Your argument against mine about Derrick Henry playing in the preseason was vindicated by Zach Wilson getting hurt.
Well, that's an interesting thing because me and Ray were talking about how the odds for the win total for the Jets went up after he got hurt.
Did it really?
Yes, by ever so slightly, but it did. I was like, and my friend Ian, he was he tweeted, he had a great tweet. Zach Wilson goes down, he immediately tweets, "Well, this sucks for the under. Joe Flacco is going to win games for the Jets." Because he took the under for their win total. Everyone's like, oh, maybe we'll win some games. Now that Zach Wilson's there. It just shows you what a poverty franchise the Jets have turned into.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a second. If you want to jump in, we want to hear from you. The Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Let's go to Reagan up in Clarksville. Reagan, how you doing, my man?
Well, I'm heading to Clarksville at 565 right now, guys. Hey, Bruno stole my thunder on the special teams. I guarantee that when you have a borderline person get cut early, they know he can't play special teams. Another thing that happens in NFL camp at the very beginning is you've got a really good player who's borderline, but you know he's not going to make your team. You meet with him and cut him early so that he has a chance to be picked up by another roster. And that may have been something that happened here. Robinson knew he wasn't going to keep him, but he's a good player that's put in a lot of work, so they got him back out there on the market as soon as possible.
We're cutting you early out of respect. You know, it's an odd thing to try and sell to someone.
Because it's certainly not going to help him. He doesn't get paid for the camp, you know?
I mean, but the money you get for camps is like maybe $2,000, $3,000. I don't know if veteran contracts are different, but I know what rookies are, and you basically, like, if you're going to get cut, why even show up?
So it's probably either special teams, as you said, Bruno, or they're like, hey, let's give this guy a chance to get out there on the market. He's came in, worked hard. He was in all of our preseason stuff like that. So it may have been an honorable cut. You never know.
Yeah, I guarantee you it was more special teams oriented than you would like to think. Yeah. No matter how, you know, unless you're, I don't even know what to say. If you're like, who's a decent middle of the pack wide receiver? There's so many good wide receivers. Like guys like Chase Claypool aren't even top 30, you know? So that's the level of talent you're competing with to be an actual contributor.
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, like.
That he was good at one point, but now he's gotten older. He definitely is kind of falling like. How would he get handled?
Well, a lot of vets aren't expected to do special teams. You're expected to be prepared for emergency situations like that. But that's what Josh Malone is competing with, is that like that level of guy. So you have to compete at an older T.Y. Hilton level at receiver while being able to competently hold down special teams.
Yeah.
You can't do one or the other. You got to have both.
Yeah.
If you're not one or two at receiver, you're on every special team.
Oh yeah, if you're top three receiver on the team, you're pretty safe from getting cut. But the third guy is going to play every special team, and everyone else below you is definitely going to play every special team. That's 100% for sure. You're playing.
Hey Reagan, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
Get a grip and throw, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's his saying, by the way.
I honestly didn't hear what it said.
Get a grip and throw. He's been saying that since I was a baby.
Yeah.
So, he's like, get a grip and throw. I was like, okay.
Is that what you did to that one guy that I saw in that video?
Yeah.
Get a grip and just, I mean, you just tossed him right over the top.
Yeah.
I think that guy secretly hates you. I know.
Yeah,
I would.
We're boys.
There's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, it's fine, but I'm never trusting you.
It's supposed to be an honor to be an uke, which is the person getting thrown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an honorable thing.
You know, we need to do like a little judo like lesson one day. Not like the history lesson is what I kind of mean.
Yeah?
What all the words are and all that kind of stuff. We should do that one day.
As you may. Go. Mate. Stop. Ichi ni san shi go. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Japanese. What else is there?
We'll do it. Not today, though.
Yeah, you know, come on. I mean? No. Let's do it. Judo was founded in 1882 by Jigoro Kano.
You know a lot about judo.
Yeah. I better doing it for 20-something years. I'm probably the youngest third dan like in the country.
Don't know what that is.
Third degree black belt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
do you make any money with it?
No.
Oh yeah, you do with your gym.
Well, in a technical sense, I just think of all the other judo people who do the. Trust me, there are people that eat garbage and they're like, I get a pretty belt, and they don't make anything off it. And I was like, if that was me, I would jump off the tallest building in Nashville.
All right, I want to talk about it a little bit just because we mentioned it. Zach Wilson. Obviously, he has. It's come out now that his knee is
A-okay.
A-okay. May not be 100% for week one.
Bone bruises suck. Guess who else had a bone bruise? Me. I had a bone bruise.
Is that what you have with the USFL?
Yep. Grade 2 MCL tear and a bone bruise. The bone bruise stays for a while. He's going to have that for a while. But you can play on it. You can play on it.
How did you get yours?
Someone that weighs 300 pounds flew into my knee.
That's right.
Bent it the wrong way.
That's right. I remember that now. Yeah, I mean, I saw the news. I didn't see the game. I wasn't watching the game whenever it happened. But
me neither, because it's the Jets and in the preseason.
You can't. Well, also, I mean, how do you even? I don't think you can watch the games.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
I mean, I was trying to watch a lot of games.
Because, like, the Titans are on Channel 2 here, right? Like, yes. That's locally. But I'm pretty sure you can't find a stream. I mean, you know. You can find a stream, maybe. But you can't find a legal stream.
I'm not saying I did it, but it was harder than finding a UFC stream.
Yes.
If I was looking, it was hard.
You weren't.
No, I wasn't. No, but no, if no. I was looking, just know, I think for good reason, it was harder than finding a pay-per-view stream for a UFC, which
that
is
seems
insane.
To be very easy. I mean, that's like everyone does that. there's so many. Remember when Dana White came out and was just like, "Work if you do it this year, we're coming for you."
Yes.
Nothing ever happened.
No.
I think more people started doing it because he just publicized it more. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, we don't have to watch it. That's cool."
No, Dana's silly for that. It's so easy to cover your tracks. You just use a VPN. That's it.
So where y'all talked about each team. Did y'all go like, I'm talking about yesterday, did y'all go like by conference or division? Like, what did y'all do?
I just went from my least favorite storylines to my favorite. So the Jets were
okay. I want just the end spectrum of it. What was the least favorite, and then what's the most?
Probably Panthers for me. I wasn't too hyped up about talking about them because they didn't show enough. Both guys did okay. I think Baker got the start.
Yeah.
But Ray really thinks Sam Darnold's going to be the starter by week one. And I was saying,
I hope not, because it really will put a wrench into my whole Titans next
year.
Well,
it would put a wrench. It would put a wrench into the greatest week one game of the Carolina Browns. Could be the best week one story in the NFL. Okay. A Baker led Carolina Panthers against whoever is going to be leading the Browns. I'm guessing Deshaun Watson's going to be leading them because they're going to be going through this appeal process. So he's going to play however many games, which must be a disaster in that whole front office. And isn't it crazy that not only did Cleveland sign up for this whole fiasco, they gave him $200 million.
They gave him all the money in the world.
They doubled down.
They said, you're going to be a headache. Here's your money.
No, we can't wait for you. You're going to be the most expensive headache we've ever had, and we are excited for it. And our fans will die for you. They already are dying for that guy.
So that's what we were talking about. Carolina, other week one matchup, what to expect out of DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Christian McCaffrey. Ray posed a great question. How about this? Who's more important? Who ends up starting week one or Christian McCaffrey? Like,
the question was, who is the most important player on the Carolina Browns,
Carolina Browns.
Let's do that though. You know, let's get rid of make them one franchise because suck.
Something I posted on my show on Sunday about, like, tell me one important player
run
on
with
each
it?
Team
with yeah, you and Pat and Cook.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was talking about, like, basically going over one player over every team on the AFC South. For the Carolina Panthers, who do you believe is the most important player this upcoming season for them?
I mean, I think it's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Because
without a doubt, he's one of the rare people who are more important than their quarterback.
He was healthy last year and when they were winning. And then he got unhealthy and then they started losing. Now, you could do the whole, well, look who they're playing thing, blah, 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 which is an argument people love to have, except when people are like, the level of talent is between the best team in the NFL and the worst team in the NFL is razor sharp. And it's like, okay, so are there teams that are just god-awful, or are there teams that, or is everybody pretty equal? It's like, which do you want? But, yeah, I mean, McCaffrey gets injured, and, you know, but I don't know. More I think about it, it's also, it could be Baker, you know? So Baker
it's
is...
an interesting question.
Well, you know, it's because the real answer is the only good player, right? The only good players on that team are Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore. That's the only good players on that offense.
Mm-hmm. You don't think Robbie Anderson has the potential to be a good player?
Robbie Anderson, take a long walk on a short pier. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm past it now. My Robbie Anderson love's gone. And you know what he's going to do this year? He's going to blow up probably. But here I am denouncing him. but I mean, that's the real answer. The real answer is the two quarterbacks are, right now, as we sit, two flameouts from other teams. You know, that's all they are.
Yep.
Darnold got injured last year and made him look worse. And that's just unfortunate part about it. He looked good up until he got injured. I'll still fight that narrative for the rest of my life. And Baker Mayfield, I think, is just a bum regardless. He's good in the NFL. He's good as a latter half quarterback in the NFL, sure.
He's put him in the NFC, he might be top five. Nah, he's not.
No, he's not. And that's the thing. It's the adage. There's 32 quarterbacks in the NFL starting quarterback
jobs.
Thinking,
I mean, Kirk Cousins.
Are you cutting me off or not?
Yes, Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield.
Yes, he is.
Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray.
No. No, Baker Mayfield is way at the bottom.
Of the NFC?
Yes.
When he was playing the AFC, I agree with you. In the NFC?
No. I think he is, like I was saying, there are 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, 12 of them are good. Consistently, week in, week out, good. I mean, this is not, it's the toughest job in sports. It's quite simply the toughest job.
Probably 14, but yeah.
But you kind of get what I'm saying, though. We're splitting nickels here, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I mean, it's, and Baker's just not one. He could be a starting quarterback, sure, but it doesn't mean he's going to be good. You know, Tom Savage was a starting quarterback for the Texans.
Yeah,
that didn't work out very well.
No,
you know, I mean, there's a lot of examples
the Tom
of that.
Savage days. There's Rex Grossman led.
Rex Grossman was the Super Bowl.
Like, I understand the whole nostalgia of having the revenge game between the Browns and Panthers.
Yes!
I get it. But when you look at the preseason game, I know it's only the first game. Bruno and I were talking about it yesterday. You can't take anything with the preseason, right? We've got two more games. Baker Mayfield joining the team really, you know, relatively late.
Yeah.
It's not a shocker that Sam Darnold has the edge right now. I mean, he looked good. He moved the team.
Been with the team longer.
Yeah, he knows the offense.
And been with the team longer in the sense of just like this season, too. Right? Like, I mean, you know, Baker's just now getting in.
That's why I'm thinking they're going to start week one, because do they care about that revenge game? Are they, you know, what is, you know, Matt Rhule going to do? Does he really have that, like, that circle, like, oh, I have to have Baker Mayfield playing, or am I trying to win a game? Because we all know that Matt Rhule is on the hot seat this year.
And let's not forget about Coral, who's back there, too, who was drafted.
He actually...
Corral is how I pronounce it.
You saw me, I went with one. You know what I mean? I think that's the more respectable thing.
Who actually had higher...
Coral.
Who had higher value in terms of, like, value than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
They gave up more for him than they did for Baker Mayfield, which is wild.
And, you know, he's there. He's there as the predominant possible future for that team. Kind of like how we're looking at Malik Willis for the Titans, right? That's the same situation where, like, we have this guy for now, but we want to do something with this here in the future.
Yeah.
And this guy's not, whoever this is, you know, it's Mad Libs at that point. Just take Ryan Tannehill's name out and put Baker Mayfield or put Sam Darnold.
I would love to, I know we're about to go to a break, but I'd love to know your guys' thoughts about who's the most important player for the Titans this year.
I can give you that one. We'll do it on the other side. What I'd like to do is if anybody wants to jump in and give that answer as well, want to hear from you, 615-844-5600. The Cure hotline wide open. Before we go to the break, though, we got to talk about our friends over at Sixth Man Movers. Look, check them out online, sixthmanmovers.com. They are hiring right now. If you're looking for some side work, holiday's coming up here soon. If you're wanting to get a little extra cheddar in the pockets, then you need to go see our friends over at Six Man Movers. Click on resources there on sixthmanmovers.com. Click resources, then go down. We're hiring. Fill out the online job application, and right then and there, you can sign up, and somebody will be in touch with you ASAP. And I'm telling you, too, it's a way to lose some weight. If you're wanting a gym membership that's going to pay you, that's the people you need to go see over there at Six Man Movers. Once again, sixthmanmovers.com. Click the resources tab, and then go down to We're Hiring. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Looking at an accident, possibly with some injuries here on Ellington Parkway southbound at Trinity Lane. It's got traffic slow go up through here in both directions, but the crash is southbound. And again, northbound is running slow as well. It looks like maybe a lane is blocked over here northbound as well. Again, slow north and south on Ellington Parkway at Trinity Lane. Watching it get even heavier in the last few minutes on I-40 East as you head out past the airport through Hermitage and Donelson towards Wilson County. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
DQ presents... picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of five premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and Loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru.
Hello.
The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
The afternoon stretch with Zach and Bruno. I would say something snarky, but I don't want to get a phone call from Zach's dad.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. Man, high school football is here. Like, we're here. It's all right now. And there's a lot of it going on here on Nashville Sports Radio. August 19th, it starts off Murphy Fair Show. So Murphy Fair, of course, the guru of high school football that's been around for so long here in Tennessee. He's going to have his show starting at 6:15 on August 19th. So this Friday. Then that moves into August 19th, or still on the 19th, at 6:45. You're going to have Joe Fisher back in the booth calling the game with Greg Pogue, Springfield at Greenbrier, which a lot of talent for Greenbrier and Springfield. I mean, Springfield's been a dominant force in high school football for a while now. And then on top of that as well, if that was just, that could be enough high school football for you already, right? Like, that could be, you're like, oh, I'm rich with high school football now. You get the brand new Mid-State Checkdown Scoreboard Show with Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, and Devlin McKenzie going to be on there.
Yes, sir!
Bruno Reagan.
I'm taking over, baby.
Back to football. High school football.
I know.
Clarksville, okay. Great.
Clarksville, great. For a guy who lost best lineman in the city to a guy who weighed 180 pounds, but yeah,
but a lot. I mean, it's all here. I do Hendersonville football, obviously. That mm-hmm. That starts Thursday. That's Thursday. Their first game is Thursday against Oakland. It's going to be 45-2, probably.
What a terrible way to start your season off. I feel bad for this kid. How are public schools so dominant year in and year out? Don't you think there would be like a bad year in between? How does that even happen?
I don't know. Oakland is so good.
Yeah.
Kevin Creasy down there. He's here over there, wherever Murfreesboro is to us right now.
It's southeast.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I know. I go there. I'm going there tonight.
After this. So that, I mean, they Oakland has been so strong for so long. And I mean, really, that entire, like, that area, just the Rutherford County schools have been, I mean, Blackman, always a tough team to face. Riverdale, another tough team. It's always strong. Oakland, obviously, has been the powerhouse for so long now. Yeah, they're good over there. But a lot of high school football right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Once again, all August 19th, it starts off 6:15 Murphy Fair, the Murphy Fair Show. Then the Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week, Springfield at Greenbrier with Joe Fisher back in the broadcast booth. Saw he tweeted something out too, saying that it feels good to have some game prep. He's doing game prep again. And he's really excited for it. Saw it on his Twitter. And, of course, Greg Pogue is going to be on there as well at 6:43. Or 6:45,
Fisher,
that is.
Big time. And then there's Greg Pogue.
And Greg Pogue. You know, the guy who has to carry around John Burton all day in, like, one of those little, you know, like, you ever seen the little baby carriers? Baby.
Yeah, yeah, it's from that Vin Diesel movie where he's a baby.
The pacifier?
Yeah.
Why do I know that right off the bat? And then you get to end your night with the Mid-State Checkdown Scoreboard Show. Bruno Reagan, Ray
all Dosky. The hottest high school football takes.
I mean, literally, red hot, white dragon level. Just, have y'all been brushing up on your high school football?
Absolutely. I'm on Coach T all the time now.
Yeah,
I'm looking. Coach I want the real on the ground perspective, because you can talk to the, like, you'll have a knowledge of Hendersonville and there, but you can talk to them. I want the people's opinion.
The people. Yes. And Coach T
is.
You love message boards.
Yes.
You've always been a big fan of message boards.
Yes. I love I love, because there's some greats in the message boards. There are some greats. The people who don't get their identity out and they troll the message boards are my heroes.
Yeah.
Those people, I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I think every day I wake up to almost a new text from Bruno, like, showing me some Vandy message board or something like that.
Yes.
Always in there just
the Vandy one's good because there's not, like, it's easy to, you don't have to scroll through. Like, this is the bad thing about the big schools. There's, like, 50 billion posts. Vanderbilt, there's me and three other people making fun of Tatis Jr. Like, that's who's in there.
So. Ray Dosky, you asked us a question right before we went into the break. What was that question again?
I said I would love to know your guys' thoughts about who do you believe is the most important player for the Tennessee Titans this upcoming season. Who you got?
Easy answer. Yeah. Bruno, you go first.
You're going to say that. I'm not giving a boring. So, boring answer, Ryan Tannehill. But I'll off the fly try and think
is
of
that
some.
That's the boring answer, though?
I would say
Derrick Henry is the boring answer.
Really? Yeah. No, I think Ryan Tannehill is way more important. Ryan Tannehill just used to do. People are like, is this bad advice? Ryan Tannehill used to do what he's always done, which is just lead the Titans to wins, being a consistent team. I'll tell you what, he might throw a pick every now and then, but it's consistently around the same time, the start of games and clutch situations. So if it's just, you know, a normal barn burner game, 14-14, you need a driver, he's gonna perform. Yeah, I think Ryan Tannehill is by far the most important player on the Titans. I think way more so than Derrick Henry. If anything, I think Derrick Henry's injury just showed us how replaceable the running back position is. It is what it is. You can get a guy in there who, if you have a great system, is going to be productive no matter what.
Well, I guess really the answer might be just the running back spot.
Yeah.
Like whoever the running back is for the Tennessee Titans could be the most important player.
Yeah. Is that your answer?
No.
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 Yeah, who's your answer then?
Kevin Byard.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Byard this season, there's something that the defense has just not had ever since Jarrell Casey's been gone, has been a leader on the defense. You want it to be Big Jeff or you want it to be Kevin Byard. I think Jeff Simmons is a guy who can be a leader, but I also think he's too much of that strong-willed, going to talk crap, going to talk down to you kind of person. Not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying in a sportsman kind of way that I think guys can't rally around somebody like that. They can enjoy it. They can get motivated by it, but I don't feel like he's somebody you can rally around. That's my personal thought about Jeff Simmons.
No, fair.
Monster player.
No, a lot of times leaders don't come from the D-line. It's just how it is.
And Jarrell Casey was. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was kind of an oddity. But I think Kevin Byard this year, for the defense, in a secondary that is still really young, trying to fix what they've been broken for the past couple of years. Last year was a little bit better, obviously, but ever since Logan Ryan's departure and then that historically bad secondary and defense as a whole 2 years ago, I think Byard is going to be a really important piece to this defense because I've talked about this, too, on the offensive side and the defensive side. You know, for a while there, last year, the Titans were set to win games by just outscore your opponent. 38 to 35 wins. That's what you were looking for. I don't think that there's a change coming this year where the offense is going to be managed and the defense needs to stop. I think they're going to win games like 17-10. I'm so confident on this. I'm pretty much shearing the under almost in majority of Titans games.
Yeah, it could be something you hit pretty early before, you know, the trend catches up
to exactly. Him. If you wanted to set some long part, you know, a season long parlay or something like that you want to build, I would go with unders because I think the Titans are going to be playing a lot of small ball, running the ball, taking the clock off, and just having their defense win games. Because look, their defenses, their front guys, monsters. They're going to be problems when you get everybody back.
One of the best tacklers in the NFL is Zach Cunningham.
I mean, you look at their line. We talked about this. You look at their linebacker. If you look at their depth chart, their linebackers. I kept saying linebacker, and it just made me more and more mad as I was saying linebacker. But you look at the depth chart for their linebackers, any one of them are starters at almost every other team in the NFL right now. David Long, who has just come out of nowhere, monster. Zach Cunningham, who quite simply might be the best linebacker in the game, and doesn't have to even try that hard. Monster.
Yeah.
But that secondary is going to be a question is, The pressure, it's going to cause problems, but can that secondary hold on? Can the secondary do the right things? And it's all led by Kevin Byard. It's going to be like, he's the veteran. He's the guy out there. He's the high money man that has to prove and will this defense together to to work well. And if the Titans' defense shows up like I think my projections have had for it, it doesn't matter what they're doing on the offense. Just score a couple touchdowns. Who cares?
I personally think the Titans are going to get diced up this season by offenses that know how to attack them. You try and run into the Titans with your first with your early downs, they'll put pressure on you and you'll collapse. You'll have three and outs. But if you just start early, a lot of offensive coordinators are hesitant to go to the pass game early. You know, they just want to get ahead of the chains early on in the game. They want to get those 3-4 yards and get into their first and five throw packages. But if a team just comes out and they're like, we're going to dice this team up, you know, I think that's how people are going to attack the Titans this season.
Good. But if that front pressure is just as strong as it should be, it doesn't matter how good you can. If you're yeah. constantly throwing well, off, if you do off it early, the back foot. Or
if you do it early, too, I mean, not a lot of defenses are going to be like, let's throw pressure at them at the beginning of a game. So that can give you a head start, too. But you got a good point.
I want to see Byard become the team leader. I really do. I want to see it. But, you know, it's been flirted with for the past few seasons. It needs to happen this year. If there's going to be a time for it to happen, it has to happen this year. We'll see, though. We need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, we want to hear from you. The Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. I'm trying to clean up this wreck on Ellington Parkway north and southbound at Trinity Lane. Heavy traffic 24 continuing in from Davidson County into Rutherford County down I-24 around 840. Watch your speed. There's quite a bit of radar, not only in Rutherford County, but out in parts of Wilson County as well, especially around the Mount Julian area. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final lap NASCAR Truck Series race recap from Richmond. I'm Kerry Murphy. Chandler Smith led the final 175 laps through two cautions, mind you, to nab the Truck Series playoff race number two.
I wasn't really concerned because I was actually saving a little bit there, and I would fire off on restarts, build a gap, get a really big gap, so when I got in lap traffic, I didn't have to push issues or whatnot. And then actually I got into the 62 because he cut me off, and then he cut me off again, and I mean, there's only so many times I'm going to sit there and let you do it, whether you're a lap car or not. So, yeah, when that happened, he was able to catch up. But all before then, I just started saving tires, just being easy on my equipment just in case something like that instance happened. And he caught me. I was able to fire back off, go, and build a gap, which I was able to do. We were side by side there for a brief second. Then I took back off and was gone. And I'm glad I was able to make that choice. It's amazing, though. Kyle was here tonight. You know, he's always in a good mood when I see him. I know sometimes you guys see him in different situations than I do, but every time I see Kyle, he's always got a happy smile on his face. So it was good to see Boss Man Victory Lane with me, though.
John Hunter Nemechek finished second, followed by Ty Majeski, Grant Enfinger, and Corey Heim rounds out the top five. Point standings look like this: 5-1. Ty Majeski, John Hunter Nemechek, Zane Smith. Grant Enfinger is second to Chandler Smith, who leads by 7 points. Up next for the Truck Series is Kansas Speedway at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, September 9th. You're going to have to maybe mark your calendar for that one. It'll be on FS1, though. You're on the final lap.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Call now, 615-844-5600, with any criticism of the Afternoon Stretch. Don't worry, they're not smart enough to understand.
Welcome back, the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Bruno's smart enough to understand it. He understands the body language of it all.
Most educated person on the show.
I still don't get that.
Who? How do you have a...
Your degree is no higher than my degree.
Well, Ray, I mean, somebody want to call in and tell Zach what a Vanderbilt
degree is. And
actually,
yours is dumb.
How?
Because what is it? It's a fine arts degree, right?
Just arts and science communication.
Oh, no, mine's a fine arts degree. Yeah, that's what yours is. You're just stupid.
What are you talking about?
A bunch of PE teachers here.
Yeah, well,
you couldn't
over
have
there for sure.
You couldn't have done what I did in college. You couldn't have done it.
You couldn't have done what I did.
You couldn't have done what I did.
You're becoming like me every single day. More and more, I watch it trickle. Especially what, like Ray, I know you saw
I'm proud
it yesterday.
Of you.
I know you saw. I know you saw it yesterday, Ray, when I wasn't here, and you could just see him trying to channel me almost.
Yeah, I was channeling you by going on actual intelligent take rants. I was actually making sense on the radio. That's the least you think possible.
Ray, I bet you had to close your eyes. You're like, is that Zach over there?
No.
Is that more fit, Zach?
First of all,
one or two times.
Ray couldn't close his eyes because he was just so glued onto the testosterone imbuing masculine voice that I am for the people of sports. You know,
too much for our listeners. Too much.
Are you the voice of the? Are you saying you're the Ray's the voice of the people?
No, he's not.
He is the embodiment of the people.
No, he's not. No.
We gave him that moniker like
you appointed
I don't
him
know,
to
it was months
not
and months
anymore.
Ago.
Not anymore. I'm taking it away. I'm the voice of the people. He has been revoked.
Now you're the voice of the people.
Yes. I speak for the people.
Here,
I know. Swear. Titles and they're just gone immediately.
Hey, you don't want to be the emperor. You don't want to be the emperor. You want to be the voice of the emperor. That's the real power.
So you're the ambassador? Are you the ambassador?
You're the ambassador of power?
No, I speak for the people. Whether they like it or not, I'm their collective hive mind.
Who is that on Game of Thrones?
What, the voice of the people?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking. I listen to my little birds.
Oh, Varys. Varys, Spy Master.
Yeah.
By the way, that starts this week.
Yes, so it does.
It's going to be the... Sorry to get off on a little side tangent. That's going to be the best show ever in history.
You're really hyping this up. And
yes.
You know what happens when things get super hyped up?
Trust me.
They never live to...
No, dude, I swear to God, you have to trust me.
I'm going
to
watch it. I'm a big Game of Thrones
fan.
Here, so.
Yes, I know. Well, a lot of people have a sour taste in their mouth. Like, I don't know if it'll be good after... Trust me.
First guy, Snow.
Well, people will say that. He's not going to be in the show.
No,
people will say that, and they won't like it for that one.
Ned Stark's not even born yet.
And for all the women that think Jon Snow's hot, he's also 5'4", so keep that in mind, all right?
See, Ray, that felt like there was something else going on in that sentence.
Yeah, because I want to be Jon Snow. Jon Snow has by far the freshest fit in the Game of Thrones universe. That all black, very slimming, you know?
This is what he looks like all the time. If you're watching the video, you can see
his squinted face the whole time. I love how they whisper too, like in all their dialogue. All Jon Snow's dialogue is, "Come on, why did you think we couldn't?" But in reality, like I wouldn't talk to you like that.
That was the worst Jon Snow impersonation I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know. Give me some.
I don't know. I was trying to think. All I can do is face.
He's our queen.
Yeah, we have to trust her.
Anyway, so that's going to be better than the NFL season.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what. We'll see. First hour's done. Got a whole second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR,
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. It's America's biggest investment in addressing climate change and promises to slash healthcare and prescription drug costs. President Biden signing the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
The bill paid for by new taxes on large companies and stricter IRS enforcement of the rich. Justice Department officials say former President Trump's passports found during the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago have been returned to him. This as the DOJ rebuffs calls to unseal the affidavit tied to the warrant to search the president's home. ABC's Terry Moran.
The Justice Department argues that publishing the affidavit would reveal specific investigative techniques and could even compromise their investigation. That investigation is a criminal probe with national security implications. DOJ revealing it has witnesses cooperating in this investigation and indicating that a grand jury is involved.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained over 200 points. This is ABC News.
In the wee hours of the night,
when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
I gotta tell you something. It's kind of a self-embarrassing story. I'm just hanging out with my mom, and she's watching My 600-Pound Life.
Great show.
The woman was 670 pounds, and her boyfriend, I'm like, no way, looks like me.
The Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Okay, it's happening.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Afternoon Stretch now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600. Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the Afternoon Stretch coming at you here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. If you want to get involved, we want to hear from you. The Cure Hotline, wide open. 615-844-5600. Talked a lot of NFL, talked a lot of Titans in the first hour. Wanting to spread the love out a little bit here in the second hour.
First
of course,
flew by.
First hour flew by. It did. It did go by really quick. This is my first show back for this week because I wasn't here yesterday, obviously, and we had a short show. I haven't seen you since Thursday, now that I think about it, because you were at home on Friday.
You're one of those people who are like, I need some days off from you, you know? Just the same face.
Friendly fire, man.
You know what I'm trying to say. Don't take it personally.
Oh, but, yeah, I mean, I understand it. There's some, like, I hear people, somebody will ask, like, oh, yeah, do you and Bruno hang out a lot, or you and Ray hang out a lot?
No!
Like, no, we don't. We hang out a mandatory 2 hours every single day, Monday
more!
Friday. Yeah, more, really. Because, what, Ray's here before us, usually. So, Ray gets
me
here.
And Ray get here about the same time.
Do y'all get there? I don't know. Yeah. Y'all are both here before me. Let me
we
say
love
that.
Hanging out.
I get here, like,
me and Ray talk about stuff. We don't need you here.
Yeah. I'm getting slowly,
how I'm going to take back the peninsula of Bolivia and make an unlandlocked country, and how we're going to get him a state. So, that's, like, the things we're talking about.
That's, you know, the
Chile took, yeah. Chile,
the different show,
off,
huh?
Yeah, give me off my
different
box.
Show, yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's some rumblings there might be a WNSR political show coming up, so I'll be all over that.
That's called the Mid-State Checkdown Scoreboard Show.
Yeah. All right, congrats to Springfield and Greenbrier. So Trump getting raided, what about that?
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Hey, you let me go off the rails, I'll do it. So
no, that was hilarious.
Take control of the show.
I was fine with that. Hey, Kat, speaking of going off the rails, NIL, right? Yeah. NIL just always. Just
we talked
day.
About that, too. Did you see the LSU kid?
What was that?
I don't know if his name off the top of my head. Quarterback, he transferred there. Was
Miles Brennan.
Miles Brennan. He was like a big-time prospect. He had to transfer because he didn't get the job. Loses the LSU job. Quits football, but keeps $1.5 million in NIL money because it can't be based on performance. So he quits football and just get...
He's like, I'm a millionaire. Well, why was I going to go play football? Just yeah. become a millionaire. I did it.
I mean, he's got some strong ones here. You got Raising Cane, Smoothie King, Small Slushy. Oh, what is it? Small Slider, sorry. I mean, there's a couple out there.
Yeah, there's
saying
a couple.
His ideals remain intact as they were not performance-based. So
yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Walks away with the bag.
That's the market that is made here by NIL.
I've been preaching this for a while. It's going to correct itself because these companies are going to be like, hold on, we're not giving money to these collectives anymore because the collectives are going to these kids and these kids are quitting.
Yeah. Well, all of it's NIL, all of it. Of course, we saw the jump that happened with Oklahoma and Texas as well. Mike Gundy came out today. And, of course, coach for Oklahoma State, for anybody not in the know. Talking about Oklahoma, Texas leaving the Big 12, he was... comment saying, took the money and ran.
Hmm.
That's not the piece that really engaged me in what his comment was. This is the quote that got me. Let's just cut to the chase, he says. They made a choice to financially secure their athletic departments for the next 12 to 5 years. I'm going to be that guy right now. I'm going to take something wildly out of context.
No, do it.
Hey, the SEC... is going to be here for 12 to 15 years. It's going to be here from 20 to 25 years. It's going to be here forever. If college football is being played, the SEC will be here. The SEC will probably be here much longer than the Big 12 will be, much longer than the NCAA will be. It will take over college athletics eventually. It's just going to happen because it makes all the money in the world. I don't see anything changing that. And with NIL now and with what we're seeing, how players are making their money and they want to go to the most exposure because they can make bigger NIL, well, that's the SEC. Weird of him to say that they're securing it for 12 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, after that 15-year mark, Oklahoma, Texas, gone. Might as well ship them off to the moon.
Moon League. College Football Moon League. Well, who deserves to go to the Moon League?
Wake Forest. Vanderbilt.
I mean, I was going to try and say other schools before.
I know.
That,
I mean, yeah. That's the obvious one, though.
You need us.
You need me.
Hey, Vanderbilt might go 12-0 this year. You never know. Hawaii, they're for how bad of a program Hawaii is, they're only 6.5-point favorites.
Vandy still has a chance to go 12-0. Right now. They still have a chance.
That's a true statement.
You can't take that away. Vanderbilt has a chance
to go 15-0.
Why? I mean, if you're Mike Gundy, why are you like crying about this?
I don't know. There's something I hate more, Zach. It's not being able to find a motive. That infuriates me. Which is usually how it goes for like the team sides of trades. I don't know the motivations. So it's such a sensitive topic to talk about. But since I'm a radio guy, I have to have an opinion, right?
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
That's tough. He goes on to say...
Do you have an idea? Do you have a radio guy take? Because I don't...
Well, let me read you this quote, and then we'll try to see it. He says, people can talk all about the reasons, but that's why they did it. All for the money, and took a lot of history out of this league, and a lot of history out of college football with them.
All right, I took 5 seconds to think about it. Mike Gundy is a guy who quite obviously lives in the past. He's like, things should be this way. Things should be this way. Things should be that way because Mike Gundy feels it should be that way. That, if anything, Mike Gundy is out of the reality. Mike Gundy is out of the loop. Mike Gundy needs to grow up, not the world. Mike Gundy is the guy that looks at the world and he's like, these people need to be fixed. Like, hey, man, maybe it's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy Mike Gundy's always been.
Yeah.
So there's my hot guy radio take.
I think that it would be radio guy hot take, not your hot guy radio take.
Hot guy radio take.
You're a dude.
Listen,
that's...
if I didn't have this stuff right here, like if I didn't have some loose gargle right here, I wouldn't look half bad. That's all I'm saying.
Oh man, you ever heard of gargle on?
Yeah,
but
it's
so,
one of my favorite places to visit.
Yeah, no.
Call in and tell us.
Oh man, he said that right, and I was like, this guy just called himself hot guy on the radio. That's just what he just did. No, I the whole thing.
Are you saying I'm not a hot guy?
You're all right.
Yeah, thank you.
12 to 15 years, though. He's just mad because you know
He didn't get invited.
Exactly. That's what it is.
You didn't get invited to the party. You're not important enough.
If Oklahoma State was offered to go to the SEC, they would leave immediately. They would leave immediately. Because why would you want to stay in the Big 12? What's going on? What's happening with the Big 12 that you're going to want to... You got a big year against Kansas football coming up.
Yeah, Kansas State, Kansas DeBry, Kansas
ITT Tech,
Kansas of the Plains, Kansas of the State, University of Kansas, Kansas Lincoln University. Yeah, he's got a big season coming up. He's got a big season coming up, big competition.
I mean, that's what I just don't understand. And this other idea, too, that he's hating on, you know, the SEC. Say he's done at Oregon State, or Oregon State, Oklahoma State. Might as well be Oregon State, though. Same colors, pretty much. It's annoying.
All right, new challenge. You know how they have those? We'll be like, new challenge, let's all do this as a society. New challenge, let's brush our teeth more. New challenge, let's say a compliment. New challenge, Mike Gundy doesn't have an opinion challenge. Level, impossible. That's a new challenge. I've called on a new challenge, a new TikTok trend. Everyone just start doing dances and post hashtag Mike Gundy be quiet challenge. Just no audio.
How much? Yeah, I know, right? How much though, like, if an SEC team offered him to be a coach? Millions of dollars. Because that's what they're getting paid. He'd instantly be like, you know what? The SEC has the most rich history of college football.
I always say honor is a good thing. And Mike Gundy seems like an honorable guy. He seems like the type of guy that would turn down millions of dollars to stay because he feels like he owes it to a program or he's a part of a legacy. In other words, stupid. He's honorable to a fault. That's what Mike Gundy seems like. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong on that.
Thank you.
I don't think you're exactly wrong. 101. Yeah.
You don't think. You know I'm not wrong. First of all, have I ever had a wrong take?
Well.
Name one. There, you can't.
But, Ray, real quick, bring up all the Bruno's bets from the past, like, I don't know, 4 months.
Well, that's different. All right, take out the betting. Okay. What's one bad take I've ever had?
Can I change it up to another group that's mad, another person that's mad at another group?
Yes.
Because, I mean, this is kind of the same story almost, I feel like, kind of goes in. Did you see this story that Tiger Woods is planning to meet with other groups of players at the BMW Championship? To rally support for PGA Tour against the rival, LIV Golf.
This is so stupid. Tiger Woods trying to explain to other golfers why they should help defend his legacy, because that's what it is. He's like, defend the PGA Tour. We have to stick up for this. Tiger's sticking up for Tiger's legacy. That's what's going on. I'm not even that into LIV or a fan or like even wanting to succeed. If anything, I do think it's harmful to golf now because of how, like, they're signing all these people and their product is terrible. So that, like, it just makes golf look like a joke. That's my current take right now. Updated take. But for Tiger Woods to go out and tell people this is how we should respond as a collective. No, Tiger, you collectively gotten paid billions, and that's, you deserve it. You deserve it. You were the best player of all time. So, and you know what? These other players, if they get offered $200 million to work three times less, they should take it. They shouldn't listen to you. You dork. What a dork thing. I'm going to go defend. We're going to go have a call to action against LIV. Yeah, if LIV calls me, I will go action for $100 million.
Yeah. This was somebody, a player who's anonymous, that was invited to the meeting. Said that it's a meeting to get the top 20 players in the world on the same page on how we can continue to make the PGA Tour the best product in professional golf.
Why do they owe it to the PGA Tour? You have to go above and beyond for this company. Why?
Well, what it is now, it's almost like they're... Tiger's like, you got to sign all this, right? You got to sign this petition to... You're not going to leave.
No, this
if
is...
If they offer you, you know, a bajillion dollars.
But let's put it into layman's terms. I don't even know what that means, but hopefully it applies to what I'm about to say.
Someone who doesn't really understand what's going on.
Perfect. Let's put it into layman's terms. You've been working for this big, massive company. It was the only company in your small town. Golf is a niche market, I would say. No, it's not. But golf's a big market.
For this argument, let's say it is.
Yes. So there's this niche thing, but this company owns it, dominates it. New company opens up, and it was some billionaire just wanted to have small town living. He's like, I'm going to start a company too. And all of your friends get paid triple the salaries, and they work twice less the hours. Not only that, your company comes to you, and they're like, now we need you to pick up the slack they're leaving. That's what's happening. That you're not only are your friends getting paid more. Now the PGA is expecting these guys to go above and beyond for the honor of the tour.
Yeah,
I'm a very individualist kind of person. So if the USFL came to me and were like, "You're not doing enough on your social media for the league," I'd be like, "What do I owe you that?" What a stupid thing to ask. So that's why I feel about Tiger Woods having a collective of the top 20. If they're on the same page, if these are guys that all text Tiger and be like, what can we do to help? That's different. But if you're like trying to garner support, like we have to be better, I think that's silly.
But even with this kind of thought, right, doesn't the PGA Tour, maybe not so much PGA Tour, but doesn't the people that are involved with the PGA Tour have to in some kind of way thank LIV Golf?
For what?
For this right here. They're having meetings about how to make the PGA Tour even better, right? If you're doubled down that you believe in the PGA Tour as the better golf institute, let me finish on this. That it's the better golf institute and you want to make it better because there's competition out there, does that not mean the product is better? Because you look at what the PGA Tour's already, they raised their prize pool money. They're making their tournaments different. They're making it more like LIV Golf to try to kind of keep people from going and giving LIV Golf, like for LIV Golf even having these reasons why they're that good to get people to leave outside of just the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Here's what I have to say. Every player meeting I've ever had, players only meeting for college, pro, whatever, it always happens once a year. There's a players always meeting. They're the least productive meetings of all time. There's no unity. How are you going to get 20? Because you know the type of people who play athletics are? Even golf. They're stubborn. They're I do my things my way kind of guys. I guarantee you that athlete meeting is going to be. Go to any athlete. Hey, when I go back to Vanderbilt and watch a game, you can come with me to one of these alumni meetings. This is the biggest waste of time ever. I go just because it's funny to watch people talking to the air. You know, I'll be like, this guy played with me. He's a long snapper. And you can come with me. Player-only meetings are the dumbest thing on the planet. The tour's
I wore 47.
Yeah. If Tiger Woods is going to show up and be like, this is what the tour's going to do for you guys as an ambassador for the tour. He's like, this is what you have to look forward to. Stick with us. That's a good player meeting. But if he's talking to just find out a plan of action between 20 top level guys, you're not going to get one. I know how those go. It's not going to happen.
I just like the idea that Tiger Woods is up there like flashing all of his wealth. Like he's just holding like a vial.
It's Marcus Russell.
It just says cure for cancer. He's like, I can afford this. Yes. He's like, do you want to be able to afford this? Then you should play with the PGA Tour. Make sure you stay with me. If you do all the things right, you're going to be able to afford this. Just this, all this crazy like knickknacks of things. Like this is the tooth. From George Washington.
I don't want to be too critical. Yeah, I don't. This is the wooden teeth.
Yeah, this
I don't
want to
be too critical for a meeting that has never happened. But in my experience, player-only meetings are the dumbest things on the planet. And I can't believe that they're like, oh, let's come together and make the tour better. The market's going to have to make the tour better, which it already has. What else can the players do?
Just continue to try to play better, I guess.
And also, you know what players like doing in their off time? Going to the beach. Yeah. Playing the new Fortnite. There's new thing going out there right now.
Yeah, there's new things. You can all be a part of it if you want. There you go.
They don't want to fly out to some meeting and listen to Tiger Woods talk. Well, that's who's a big sports radio guy? He was like, we should all get together in New York and spend a week of our time. No,
they do those, and yeah. I've never gone to one.
Good, because it's stupid.
Yeah. Well. We'll see what happens with it. It's just funny that more and more every day, it's just like they're just trying to build up this arsenal against LIV Golf, and you hardly hear LIV Golf. They, you know, like the players aren't getting together. Like, how do we make LIV Golf better? They're like, no.
Hey, because it seems like the quality of life being a player of LIV Golf is way better. Yeah. So good for them.
Honestly, it does in a way. If you want to jump in, the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. 2129 and follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, Dad, you gotta get help.
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at MakeTheConnection.net and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High school football season is here, and we're looking forward to joining you August 19th, 6:45 p.m., the Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week, Springfield against Greenbrier. And you can tune us in a number of ways. Of course, right here on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, also on the WNSR app and on WNSR.com. It's the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week on your home for high school football, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and some dude named after a 1940s cartoon baby who is in reality a gangster on the run from the police.
It just gets longer and longer every time. Every time I hear that one.
Listen, I like it. I was telling Ray yesterday, I was like, we should make it longer.
He did say that. It feels like he adds a word every time he does the commercial drops.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. So y'all talked about Tatis Jr. getting PEDs, steroids, all that.
Get a little anabolic. I was using it to kill my ringworm. Hey, I was telling
Was that the excuse, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. It was. It was not. It was quickly debunked. I remember the first thing I Googled from a doctor, it was like, should I use, you know, the medicine Tatis was saying he used? Should I use this for ringworm? The guy goes, no! Absolutely. It was like some doctor on those Quora websites.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's hilarious. The fallout has continued from this. The San Diego Padres have swapped out the Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead night for a Juan Soto t-shirt giveaway. Yep. Padres would have been a lot cooler if they just doubled down and just gave out Tatis bobbleheads after it. He's like flexing and stuff, just huge, just giant. It looks like Bane, just huge.
I feel bad because on top of doing getting busted for steroids, people were just posting Mark McGwire and like Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds, but they were like, what happened to steroids? And they were posting bad pictures of Tatis Jr. where he was like a little flubby, you know. So they were like, he's doing steroids. He doesn't even look good. So he's just getting memed on top of it.
This is the thing that kills me every time I hear somebody say, because they say it all the time. They're like, steroid era was the worst thing that ever happened to baseball, and the argument is the stupidest thing in the world. I've never understood why people say the steroid era. The steroid era is still going on.
Yeah, every day.
You think Tatis is the only player in the MLB right now doing steroids? Wrong. You think he's the only big name player in the MLB doing steroids? Wrong. They're all doing them. Majority, you know why? Because you have to keep up. Dog business.
Well, it's the main reason people do steroids, not to get mass or get jacked or hit home runs. It's the 100, over 100 games a season. that, you know, you need recovery. That's what you need, and that's what steroids help with the most. They keep you going through the long seasons.
Yeah. So it's just that whole thought is so crazy to me that every time it's like, I just can't believe people did steroids back in the steroid era. Which, all, by the way, the MLB made millions and millions and millions and billions of dollars during that time, and they're not going to give a red penny back to anybody.
Yeah.
They don't care.
But this just goes to show you, like, it's hard to track down steroids because, I mean, they don't make your forehead massive anymore. You're not Peyton Manning. You're not Barry Bonds. They don't make you look like you're wearing a little, you know, Master Chief. It looks like you put Mark McGuire, like, just take his head and put on Master Chief's body. That's what his steroids are doing, right? There are a lot of mass and stuff. Now it's not about that. Like, this is a quote. If you're looking to pack heaps of muscle mass on your body, cholesterol is not the steroid for you. This is ideal for moderate amount of lean muscle. It burns a ton of fat and improves athletic performance in the long haul. That's what the steroids people are trending towards now.
Yep.
It's all about recovery, just so you can stay out there and keep performing. So it's not like it was helping his performance too much. It was just keeping him at a certain level the entire season.
Well, and it's also this rhetoric of, you know, it's dangerous, or it's not. That's the real. It can be, obviously, taking too much of anything is bad for you. But these guys are doing it under doctor supervision. It's not like they're going into some alleyway and, you know, taking a needle up their butt. That's not what's happening. Like, they have teams of doctors checking their blood, checking everything, going through this all the time. So a lot of people are doing this. And this is the other thing too, with steroid usage as a whole, you can't, the science can't keep up with it. Like, now that Tatis popped, whatever he was taking is going to get changed and altered in some little way to where that the test won't catch it next time. Happens in the UFC all the time. Happens in MLB. Happens in every sport. Every sport this happens. Every year there's somebody that gets flagged for PEDs and they're like, I can't believe this. I can't believe people do this. They all do it. They just get caught.
Yeah, I need to get on PEDs. Like, yeah, now that my career is over, there's really no like moral implication about it. I just need to do it. No, for real. I mean, talk about, people are going to be like, how did Bruno lose so much weight in 3 months? I'm tripled by testosterone.
You heard that burns fat, and you're like, what?
Absolutely.
Cause you I'm just thinking, take a pill?
I mean, I'm thinking, I hang out with like a group of athletic people, and they're all eating more than me. And granted, they work a little harder than me, but it's not that much. You know, they're about 5-6 days. But I'm like, how am I so massive, and they're not? I'm just going to get on steroids. And they'll think twice about messing with me.
Yeah,
that's the best thing too. I'll fit I fit the massive guy trope with a squeakly voice. You know what I'm saying? I don't have like a big guy voice.
Well, it's kind of like Mike Tyson. Tyson. It's so weird to say Michael Tyson. I don't know why I did, but Mike Tyson. He's like, physically, if you're looking at him, one of the most scary people to look at in his prime. I mean, he talks like this. You know, he's got the high pitched voice and he's got the lisp going.
Yeah, I couldn't. That sounded like Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Hey, it's me. It's Mark Wahlberg.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm Mark Wahlberg.
You remember when he said if he was on those planes during like 9/11, he would
have. Now that's derailing the show right there.
I'm not saying it, but he said it. Can you? That's just the world actors live in. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, he was like, it wouldn't happen if I were there.
Yes. He had to apologize. That was bad. Hey, when I said Mark Wahlberg and then you started doing the voice, it's the first thing my mind went. I was like, I can't believe that guy said that.
Yeah, no, that was some Looney Tunes right there for sure. Did you see the player Rodolfo Castro for the Padres? Or not Padres, sorry, that was Tatis. For the Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates. He was sliding into second. This was last week, and his phone popped out of his pocket.
Was it second or third base?
It might have been third base.
I think it was third because the coach it was a third base coach that pointed to it. Yeah, I did see that. It's crazy. I saw that happen.
He got suspended for one game.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. I mean, phones aren't even allowed in the dugouts, I'm pretty sure. I mean, that's for most sports. You can't have your phone.
What advantage could you gain from it?
What do you mean? Like, it could be 100%.
That's a real question. I'm not, I honestly,
I mean, it could 100% be the pitch stuff. Or, you know, you someone's watching a pitch or someone's listening to their dugout and they just text you. So, like, someone's listening to their dugout and you just have your boy text you. You get your boy, get front row tickets to their dugout, try and listen in, bring a little device. I mean, granted, it's a long shot that any of that happens, but there's a shot it happens. So you just cut off all communications. Football, you're not supposed to have your phones out there, although sometimes, when I wasn't playing, I was on Twitter sometimes, but, you know, So you can't have your phone out there. You can't have your phone at NBA games. You just can't have your phone out there. And that it makes sense to me why. There's that small chance of an integrity issue.
Well, I feel like it's more of a distraction issue, right?
It is. I mean, no.
That's where I feel like it's like.
But it's league mandated stuff. It's not like the teams are like, you can't have it because you'll be distracted. The league say you can't have phones in the dugouts. You can't have phones on the court. You can't have phones on the field. True.
Well, yeah. Well, that sucks that he had it sliding out over to third and it just pops out. It's so funny, too. I'm looking at the photo. You can find the photo online. It's just so perfectly, like, it's an iPhone 13 that's just...
Did it have a case on it?
No case, man. No, he didn't have a case on it.
Athletes or something else. Now it's all dirty. It's got dirt
baseball
all over
dirt
it.
All over it and inside the speaker part of it.
Disgusting.
That's hilarious. That's so funny, too, because you know he probably wasn't doing anything with it.
No.
He's just texting someone or something like that.
Yeah, no. Like, 100%.
Yeah. On the game. How great would it have been though if he's just mid, like sitting there leading off second, you know, getting his, he just pulls his phone out and just starts takes a photo and like posts it. Yeah, he's like running down the phone, he's got AirPods in.
Now that'd be good.
That would be tremendous.
I wonder if you could get away with that. Someone like your wife's controlling your, she's out of the dugout with your phone, but you have your AirPods in, she's just calling people for you so you could talk to your boys while you're on base, you know. I wonder if
Well, you know, that's a thing. Maybe the league puts in like a phone handler. Like if you want to listen to some music, you can, but like it's got to be an official official person.
They have to pay for one guy of the thousands of games they play a season. There has to be a new employee there. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go well.
This, hey, look, they put a pitch clock on the game, and that's one of the stupidest things ever put into baseball. So if they did that, they could do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I don't know if anybody's been like, you know what, I love the pitch clock. It's one of the stupidest things in the world.
Yeah.
That and them having to check for foreign substances every time they come in and out. That's hilarious.
That was only really bad for like 3 months. And then they chilled out on it.
They still do it. I mean, they'll still check it every single time they come out onto the field or off the field or whatever. But also some news out of the NFL. Aaron Rodgers calling out some of his young wide receivers. How do you feel about that? As like leader of the team, right? Green Bay Packers. He's the leader of your squad, and he's calling it out to the media.
Yeah, that's a no-go for me. You can call out people. Don't call them out to the media if you're on the same team. Don't ask me why. I really don't even have a reason. It's just not a good look when you go to the media and call people out. You call them out in person all the time. Grind them to dust. But when you're in front of the media, you don't down talk your team. I don't think that helps anybody. I think there's tough love, and I think there's pushing people. But the only way you can do that, and for me to have respect for you, is to do it man to man. God, if my quarterback's talking trash about me to the media, that's like a run up on you type situation. Like stop you in the hallway and be like, dude, what's your problem? Do we have a problem? Like that's not something to play with. So yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Wow, Aaron Rodgers out of his mind, being a freak weirdo, but he's still one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So I guess hey, you can't be the best quarterback. You can't be one of the best quarterbacks of all time and be sane, I guess.
So this was the quote. He said, the young guys, especially the young receivers, we've got to be way more consistent. A lot of drops and a lot of bad route decisions, running the wrong route, so we've got to be better in that area.
Yeah.
That's the quote.
It's not a super bad quote, but you shouldn't. That's just one of those things they tell players you shouldn't say. You shouldn't say it to the media. So he can say that in team meetings all he wants to. Why do we need to know that?
Yeah.
It's just a bad look from your
top. Do you think
guys.
That's just kind of like that's his thing now? Aaron Rodgers is...
He breaks the mold.
Well, he breaks the mold, and he's one with himself, and he's talking about all this different stuff. And
I don't... Hey, first of all, I don't believe anything hippies say. I know they believe it. I don't believe it.
He is a hippie.
Yes.
Yeah.
He can talk all that self-finding, self-love, self-whatever. I mean, everyone lives in their own reality at the end of the day. He's not special. He's special in the way he can throw this leather ball. But
like really good though, you know what I mean? Like MVP back to back. Yeah, but you get to do those things when you are there, right? You get to say things like this. Like you don't hear Ryan Tannehill come out and say, you know, calling out players or anything. He's like uplifting and all that. But Ryan Tannehill can't come out and just call players out because we could say, well, the last time you played against the Bengals, you threw three interceptions and lost Titans in the playoffs.
I mean, going back to Aaron Rodgers, it could be another thing, too, where these young guys are like, hey, man, where were you for OTAs? You were tripping balls. Like, you know, not tripping like footballs. Like, he was tripped.
He was on what is it?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. I almost said ashwagandha, but he probably was on that too. It's one of those two.
Yeah. So I mean, he doesn't show up to OTAs. Doesn't work with these wide receivers. They've been doing it now. They've been training together for what, 2-3 weeks, and he's like, "You're not good enough." Like, no. Hey, man, you could have helped us more. I don't know. I don't like it. Talking trash to your teammates to the media. Not for me.
Yeah. Do you ever have a situation like that of Andy?
I don't think so. My coach talked trash about us to the media, but that was, I mean.
Mason?
Yeah. That's to be expected. Yeah. Well, this is how it went. Mason, we were doing, so I'm going next after Mason, and he's like, yeah, running game's got to be better. Running game's got to be a lot better. It's been really bad. We got to be a lot better. And then he comes out to me right after he finished. He's like, I talked a lot of trash about you. So go up there and answer it and, you know. And answer.
I was like calculated.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
He knew I could take it though. But and I always appreciated him being on. The message was the same. You know, he would tell me beforehand. He would do it, and then we would like. I always appreciate that if you're just honest. Aaron Rodgers, I feel like, was just like, yeah, young guys sucked. Yeah. If there's any reason we lose this year, it's because of them. Not me.
It's not me and going into a cave for 12 days and just vomiting onto the floor. That's not why we're losing. It's because we have no good wide receivers.
Yes.
I mean, we used to have Devontae Adams, and now I have nobody. He just starts crying right there on the floor. Just the realization hits him that the Green Bay Packers actually got rid of their best asset on the offensive side. All right, we need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, we want to hear from you. The Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. The NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook if you haven't already. Get in on the action early this season. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Look, it's all about the futures. We love looking at some of the futures.
Yep.
Big into the futures.
Big conversation starters for me.
It really is. Like, if you've never met Bruno in real life, and then you see him in real life, just instantly go up to him and be like, do you think Jonathan Taylor or Derrick Henry is going to win the rushing title? And he will, right there.
That's a fun football conversation.
Fun football conversation. Here's some of the examples that you can have. Can the Rams repeat at 1,100? Plus 1,100. How do you feel about that one?
I don't like repeats because they're so rare. You know, are the Rams really those guys? Are they a dynasty? No, I don't think so. There's 32 teams in the NFL. Odds they actually repeat. I would go for more of a underdog.
What about this one? Will Kyler and the Cardinals beat the 8.5 win total?
Yes.
Ooh, you like that?
I believe that.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's a dark horse that you have, Bruno, for the playoffs?
Dark horse for the playoffs. Trying to run through. Because what constitutes a dark horse?
I like the Saints.
Saints?
I don't even consider them a dark horse, though. They're
not going to win their division.
Yeah. Washington Commanders.
There you go.
Yes, sir. I believe it, baby. Let's go. Carson wins.
And see, just like that. We get Bruno. If you haven't met him, that's how you do it. Talk about NFL futures. We always talk about it. But just sign up using our promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code TAS. Now, in the state of Tennessee, you got to be 21 and up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville
Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Greg Pump back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR Skyscan forecast. This afternoon is going to be mostly sunny, high 86. Mainly clear tonight, low 62. Saturday, sunny, high 88. Sunny Sunday, high 92. Partly sunny, a straight thunderstorm Monday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR meteorologist Jim Rinald.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Afternoon Stretch. The best show. I don't know if I can say that, man. I'm going to move on to the next one.
Welcome back. The Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. If you want to get involved, the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you. Final segment as we got Braves baseball coming up, taking on the Mets. Another series winner. Man, they had a big game last night.
I heard.
13-1 was the final now.
I'm going to bet every single game on the Mets so that the Braves will win. Because that's how the baseball gods fade me, and I'm making a sacrifice for Braves country so that at the end of the series, they'll be one game away from the NL East. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm not going to say that. But you know what I'm going for.
Your Klein Preston Law, Atlanta Braves update, 71-46, second in the NL East, still behind the Mets, so the series always matters. First pitch is going to be at 6:20 tonight. Of course, we start the broadcast here on this very network at 6:05 here in the Nashville area. Yeah, 13-1 last night was the win. So far, they are on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game winning streak.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Probably ends tonight. Actually, I'd love to see what the odds are on that. Because you said you're betting them all. Of course, code TAS on FanDuel, always. That's, we simply don't get any of our betting news from anywhere else.
I haven't won a baseball bet since I bet on the Reds and a Buffalo Wild Wings like a year and a half ago. Like every single baseball bet I had is just an absolute disaster.
That story's so stupid that it can't be fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way they could possibly you could fake that.
Well, that's how it goes. Go
ahead. So the Braves, the line is Braves are the favorite there at home, 1.5 run favorite. And the over-under is 8.5 right now.
I take the
Charlie over. Morton on the bump tonight for
I
the Braves.
I take the over on a competitive game. We're going to have a competitive game, and I take the over. That's the only thing I'm going to guarantee about this game.
They're not going to go 13-1 again, I don't think.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But I would still take the over.
Take the over on that one?
Yes.
Mm. That's a tough one, man. I think the Mets are going to win tonight. Plus money's 140. Not mad at that. All right, I talked myself into it. I'm jumping in on Mets on the money line tonight.
Hey, I'm going in on the Mets, so, hey, we'll lose together because that's how it goes.
And you know, we'll win in losing.
Yes, that's the way I've started to justify my gambling, is if I just bet on the – like, if I bet on the team – so if I bet on every team that's not Vanderbilt and I make all this money, okay, I made money. But if I lose the bet – and Vanderbilt wins, it's like I paid that much for that win. I'll take that trade. That's like how the mental gymnastics of a gambler.
It's betting for the heart. That's what it is. You bet against, like, if you're a real Titans fan, you should bet against the Titans every time.
You should fade them every single time.
Because if you lose your bet, you're happy because your team won. If you win your bet, at least you made money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea that you can take to it.
Gamble. Don't never stop gambling.
And code TAS when you're going to do it, by the way. That's the big side of all this. Yeah, that's the Mets. I think they're gonna win tonight. I just have a feeling. 7-game win streak though, heading into 8. Braves it's just they're right there on the precipice of getting past the Mets, and they just can't
every
do it.
They're 0.5. Every single update we've had, they're second at NL East for the past like 2 months.
Yeah,
They're right there. I mean, this series is it. They somehow sweep this series. They're right behind them in one game.
Fighting in football, Bruno. Did you ever happen to you?
All the time. Oh, no, literally all the time.
Bench clearing, brawls.
Florida. Every time we played them.
Yeah.
Wanted to rip Todd Grantham's head off.
Yeah, you've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't like that guy.
Well, it happened in Foxborough. The Panthers and the Patriots, they're in a joint practice. And did you see the video?
No.
You haven't seen the video? So there was a huge...
joint practices are the worst ideas in history, but they still do them, so...
Yeah, they got into a huge fight that came across the whole entire field and, you know, fully bench clearing. Just guys being dudes. Yep. Just fighting.
You know why people fight during joint practices more? Hopefully I get kicked out and don't have to practice. It's the reality of it.
That was always Bruno trying to get out of it. Like, all right, I'm gonna throw a punch at you. You throw one back at me, and let's go home.
Sadly, I wish that was the case, because if I wasn't out there for most of the teams I was on, practice didn't go well, so I needed to be out there.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video though, there's a lot of footage. It's not great footage, but there is a lot of footage right now of this happening. It was Christian Wilkerson, Kendrick Bourne, and Kenny Robinson were kicked off the field for fighting from the Patriots side of things. But yeah, they got a big old fight going on. That's the thing. We have Hard Knocks coming up tonight.
Yep.
That's always the best when there's like a fight on the Hard Knocks, when they have HBO cameras all over, you know what I mean? And they're going all around and catching like HD video of these fights.
Yeah,
because you can't see, once the players surround, you can't see anything if you're just, you know, the onlooker with a cell phone camera.
Football fights are so stupid too. Everyone's wearing helmets and they're swinging on them.
I've never understood that.
Hey, you want to know why? Because these guys, I'll say it, they're not very smart people. They're smart football wise, nothing else. So yeah, swinging on helmets. If it sounds stupid, it's because it is.
Never got it. What was the Richard Sherman and was it Trent Williams?
Yes.
Back when he was with the Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had, he was like, I'm about to punch you in your face, and then you hear Richard Sherman go, yeah, do it.
Well, yeah, that was a hard punch
too. And then, but he hit him in the helmet.
His helmet was off.
Was it off?
Yeah.
Was it off? Oh, no, Trent Williams had his helmet on.
Trent Williams had his helmet on. I will say Richard Sherman ate it like a champ. He ate that thing like a champ, because that was a chinner.
Yeah.
Boom!
I thought he had his helmet on for that one.
I will say, if Trent Williams, if you're... That's a Richard Sherman. That's a moment he wishes he could take back. Like, oh, what are you going to do? I'm going to do it. Okay. Put your helmet on, Richard.
And then he did it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give a lot of credit to people. You got to give a lot of credit to it. Hey, can we look in sports history? I want to see. We haven't done it in a little bit.
Yeah,
I would
like
to. We're getting closer to sports history. Yeah, we're getting closer to football. We're getting closer to different things happening. So I want to look at what's going on August 16th. That's what today is, August 16th. Let's see what today happened in sports history.
Today in sports history.
We always start with the first one. 1743, champion of England title holder Jack Brotherton published Rules of the Ring, earliest boxing code.
1743.
That's the furthest we've seen so far.
That's the furthest back we've ever seen.
Sports started basically then. 1927. Here we're getting closer. We're about 100 years away now.
1927. The Bears were sold for $5.
Yeah. 1927. Yankee slugger Babe Ruth tees off Tommy Thomas in the fifth inning to hit first home run hit out of the Kaminsky Park, Chicago. New York beats the White Sox 8-1.
Tommy Thomas is the most American.
It is Tommy Thomas.
Tommy.
He was a pitcher.
This is the most American 1940s name I've ever heard in my life.
Let's see. 1936, the Summer Olympic Games closed in Berlin, which we kind of talked about that because we talked about when they opened.
Whitewashing. Not whitewashing. Sports washing. Excuse me.
Yeah. Let's see. What else happened here? I'm just moving on from whatever you're saying.
Don't give me that look.
you're
not allowed to give me that look. It's in the rules.
Yeah. 1970, PGA Championship, Men's Golf, Southern Hills. Dave Stockton wins first of two PGA championships by two shots from Bob Murphy and Arnold Palmer. Ever heard of him?
No.
I wonder how many people know Arnold Palmer just from the drink.
Yeah, that's me.
It's got to be a large amount of people that just know Arnold Palmer from the drink.
Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus. It's still one of the best moments in the show's history.
I don't mind not knowing his name because I'm not a dork.
Right? let's see. 1992, Canadian Open Women's Golf. That one's St. Charles. American Sherry. It's just the name's really hard. Steinhauer wins first two majors by three from Judy Dickinson, which we all know those names as they pop up in our head. Let's see. Let's get a little bit sooner here. Let's look at one a little bit. 2003, Cristiano Ronaldo makes his debut for Manchester United in the Premier League in a 4-0, 4-0, as they say in soccer, home victory over the Bolton Wanderers.
All right, do you have an opinion on Messi, Ronaldo, best player in the world?
I honestly am not. I mean, Ronaldo.
I'm a Ronaldo fan.
I mean, too. I feel like he's just better. Yeah. That's just kind of it. 2008, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt sets new record of 9.69 seconds to win the coveted 100 meters gold medal in Beijing.
100 meters in 9 seconds.
That is so fast.
I want to see what it looks like in person. You can't appreciate it until you see it in person.
Like right in front
of you. Like you have to see him pass. Or race against him.
Yeah.
Race against him with a 30-yard head start and watch him dust you.
2008 American swimmer Michael Phelps wins his 7th of 8 gold medals at Beijing. Just cleaning up. Yeah. I mean, cleaning up. 2009 PGA Championship men's golf. Yang Young of South Korea wins his first major title by three strokes from Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a lot of people that get to say that, you know, going up against Tiger Woods and beating him like that. And then the most recent one, you know, because we always look at the most recent one. And then it's always something that makes no sense. I love this website just for that reason. 2020 World Snooker Championship. Crucible Theater, Sheffield. Englishman Ronnie O'Sullivan wins his 6th world title with an 18-8 win over countryman Kyron Wilson.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure I made all that up.
It's good to have you back, Zach. Yesterday I did my normal bit where I was like, Zach's out having a gastric bypass surgery. My mom believed it, so. She's like, is he serious?
No, didn't actually happen, so don't worry about that, Mom. Fine. We're done for today. Appreciate everybody who called in, commented, watched an hour you did. We appreciate you. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you and you matter. Got Braves baseball coming up 6:05. Don't want to miss it right here on Nashville Sports Radio.